Morning, let's begin by reading a few verses in the Bible.
我们首先请翻开约翰福音第十章。
Let's first turn to the Gospel of John, chapter 10.
我们读第十一节，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Verse 11, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
第十四节，我是好牧人，我认识我的羊，我的羊也认识我。
Verse 14, I am the good shepherd, and I know my own, and my own know me.
第十六节，我另外有羊，不是这圈里的，我必须领他们来，他们也要听我的声音，并且要合成一群，归一个牧人了。
Verse 16, I have other sheep which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice.And they will become one flock with one shepherd.
好，我们请大家翻开诗篇第二十三篇。
Now let us also turn to Psalm chapter 23.
这是我们刚刚弟兄带我们所唱的第二十诗歌。
就是 the second hymn that our brother led us in singing.
我想我们弟兄姊妹对这一首大卫的诗呢熟悉，我们。一起同声来读，如果会背的更好能够把它背出来。
And since I'm sure all of us we're all very familiar with this psalm of David, let us in unison read this psalm. And if you can memorize it, that's even better.
我们从中文跟英文都一起同声来读。
And we'll read it together in Chinese and in English.
耶和华是我的牧者，我必不致缺乏。他使我躺卧在青草地上，领我在可安歇的水边。他使我的灵魂苏醒，为自己的名寻找我所依附。我虽然行过死荫的幽谷，也不怕遭害，因为你与我同在。你的杖和你的竿都安慰我。在我敌人前，我为你为我摆设宴席，你用油膏了我的头，使我的福杯满溢。我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，我且要住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。好，最后一处，我们请大家翻开彼得前书第五章。
Finally, let's turn to the book of 1 Peter, chapter 5.
我们读第一节到第五节。
We'll read verses 1 through 5.
我这做长老，做基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现之荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同做长老的人，务要牧养在你们中间神的群羊，按着神旨意照管他们，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心，也不是因贪财，乃是出于乐意，也不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。到了牧长显现的时候，你们必得那永不衰残的荣耀冠冕。
Those verses 1 through 4. Therefore I exhort the elders among you, as your fellow elder and witness of the sufferings of Christ, and a partaker of the glory that is to be revealed.Shepherd the flock of God among you, exercising oversight, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, according to the will of God, and not for sordid gain, but with eagerness. Nor yet as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock. When the chief shepherd appears, you will receive the unfading crown of glory.
好，我们圣经先读到这里。开始之前，我们先有一点的祷告。
So let's conclude our Bible reading for this moment. Before we begin, let us bow for another word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们在这七日的第一日，就是你复活的早晨，一同聚在你施恩的宝座前。
Lord, on this first day of the week, which is the day of your resurrection, we once again gather before you.
我们感谢你在十字架上为我们成就浩大救主的工作。
We thank you for the great work of salvation that you accomplished upon the cross.
让我们这一当蒙恩的人如今能够奉你的名聚集。
That all of us who were saved by grace can gather together in your name.
主，你的名在全地何其美。
And your name is, truly beautiful and the most beautiful in all the world.
主，当人对我们说我们要到耶和华的山来敬拜神的时候。
When people say we have to gather to, the Mount of Jehovah to worship.
我们的心就欢喜，就快乐。
And our hearts are filled with joy.
我们更要把一切的称颂和赞美归给你。
We want to give you all of the praise and worship.
当我们一同聚集在你的名下的时候，主，愿你也向我们施恩。
When we gather underneath your name, may you continue to give us grace.
愿你打开天上的窗户，将你的祝福倾倒下来。
You open the windows of heaven and pour out your blessings.
愿你的话能够充满在我们的中间。
May your word fill this place among us.
愿圣灵在我们每一个人的心中能够自由的运行工作。
May the Holy Spirit work freely.
叫我们能够因你的话而得饱足。
And that we would gain the blessing from your word.
也因你的话，我们得到力量，可以快跑起来跟随你。
That from your word would also gain strength to run quickly after you.
我们在早晨把所有弟兄姊妹，把为你出口的、翻译的、一切服侍的，都交托在恩主的手中。
We commit all the brothers and sisters, all who serve, into your hands.
愿你丰富的与我们同在。
May you be with us in your fullness.
祷告感谢奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in Lord Jesus' holy name.
Amen. Amen. 弟兄姊妹，早晨我们要来交通主是好牧人。
Masters, this morning we want to share that the Lord is the good shepherd.
我们刚刚读到主他自己宣告，我是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
We have just read that the Lord said that he is the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
如果我们继续在那几节经文往后看的时候，主特别强调，这里如果是雇工的话，雇工因为羊不是他的，所以他看见狼来了，他就逃跑。他不顾惜这些羊群。
If you continue reading that section of John chapter 10, the Lord speaks of hired hands and how the hired hands don't care about the sheep, so when the wolves come, they will flee and leave the sheep behind.
并且狼呢，要来抓住羊，赶散了羊群。
And the wolf will come and snatch a sheep and scatter the flock.
但是主他是牧人。
The Lord is a shepherd.
并且呢，他接下来讲，他是好牧人，他认识他的羊。
And he continues to say that he is the good shepherd and he knows his own sheep.
并且呢，每一位属乎他的羊也认识主。
And not only that, all of the sheep that belong to him know the Lord as well.
主，他再一次强调他为羊舍命。
And once again, he says that he lays down his life for the sheep.
并且主继续再往前到十六节告诉我们。
And continuing on to verse 16, he tells us.
他说呢他还有另外一班的羊。
He has another set of sheep.
这一批的羊呢不是在这里主对犹太人所说犹太人这一批羊。
And as he's speaking to the Jewish people, he's saying that these other sheep aren't part of these Jewish people.
另外这一批的羊呢，就是指着我们外邦人说的。
And so this other flock of sheep that belongs to the Lord is speaking of all of us Gentiles.
我们在耶稣基督的救主底下要成为同一批羊。
Under the salvation of the Lord Jesus, we'll become one flock.
他在这里说呢，你们要成为一群呢，并且要归在同一个牧人底下。
It says they will become one flock with one shepherd.
所以主耶稣来，他乃是成为我们灵魂的大牧人。
And so the Lord Jesus comes to be the great good shepherd of our spirit and our soul.
而他要成就这样的工作，他必须为羊舍命。
In order to accomplish this task, he will have to give up his life for the sheep.
他为我们被钉死在十字架上，宝血拯救了我们。
He died for our sins upon the cross in his precious blood.
借着他三天复活之后
，And after 3 days, he was resurrected.
他在以弗所。
Okay.
Thank you, Wei Yin. With his great work of salvation upon the cross, has united the Jewish and the Gentile flock.
He
has become our great shepherd.
那我们首先来看在旧约时代的牧人。
Let's first look at shepherds in the Old Testament.
旧约时代的牧人，我们知道圣经里面很清楚告诉我们，神是他百姓的牧人。
In the shepherds of the Old Testament era, we know the Bible tells us that God is the shepherd.
但是因为神跟他的百姓之间的关系是一个外面的关系。
But because the relationship between God and his people is an external relationship.
因此，当神在牧养他的百姓的时候
，When God was leading or shepherding His people，
神乃是借着他的律法交托给他的百姓。
The Lord led them by giving the law to His people，
并且他兴起他的牧人来牧养他们。
He appointed other shepherds to shepherd His people。
好像神就把这一班百姓交托给这一些牧人的手中。
As if he gave these people into the hands of the shepherds that he had appointed.
那这些牧人呢，是神所兴起来的领袖。
And so these shepherds were the leaders that were brought up by the Lord.
像祭司、立位人、像君王、像这个先知等等等。
Such as priests, Levites, kings, or other leaders.
那我们看见呢，比方讲，在这个圣经里面的记载里面，特别我们思想到摩西，思想到大卫。
When we think about shepherds in the Old Testament, we first think of Moses and David.
那在这个他们呢？这一些牧人有一个重要的特点
，and these shepherds have a special point，
乃是他们首先受神自己的牧养
，that they were first shepherded themselves by the Lord。
我们刚刚读到诗篇第23篇
，we read Psalm 23。
我们就知道大卫在年轻的时候，他在旷野牧养他父亲的羊群。
We know that David, in his youth, shepherded his father's sheep in the wilderness.
但是在诗篇二十三篇里面，他首先就看到耶和华是他的牧人。
But we see in Psalm 23 that he realized that the Lord is his shepherd.
所以在旷野经历了许多这些野兽来攻击羊群，羊群。走迷了路，迷失了的羊群，他必须去找回来。等等各样的境况当中，他都依靠神。
And so when David experienced the animals attacking the flock, or when his sheep went astray, and all of these things that he experienced as a shepherd,
他让神亲自来牧养。
He relied upon the Lord and allowed the Lord to shepherd him.
等到大卫被兴起来做神 在以色列中所立的君王的时候,
and when David was raised up to be king among the Israelites,
神就能够借着大卫来牧养他的百姓,
then the Lord was able to shepherd his people through David.
我想摩西也是同样的情形。
I think Moses was also in a similar situation.
摩西他有一颗爱神的心心。
Moses had a heart of love for the Lord.
当他四岁，他在这之前，他在埃及的王宫长大。
When he was 40, when he was younger, before he was 40, he grew up in Pharaoh's household.
他学尽了埃及一切的学问，说话能力，大有才干。
And he learned all the knowledge of the Egyptians, and he was mighty in words and in authority and deeds.
在他40岁的时候，他就离开了这个王宫，来看他以色列犹大这个希伯来的弟兄们。
And at, when he was 40, he went out of the house and he saw his Israelite brethren.
他有一股热忱，爱希伯来的百姓，要拯救他们。
And he had a heart of passion for his Hebrew brethren, and he wanted to save them.
因为当时的希伯来人在埃及底下不能奴仆。
Because at the time, the Hebrews were slaves under the Egyptians.
所以他靠着自己的能力才干，想要来拯救百姓。
And so through his own strength and knowledge, he tried to save the Israelite people.
但是神的时候不能够用他。
But the Lord at this time was not able to use him.
因为他没有经历到神的一个复活生命的大能。
Because he had not experienced that resurrection life from the Lord.
神必须要 带他到旷野40年的时间,
the Lord had to take him into the wilderness for 40 years.
将他在前40年所学的这些从世界来的才干、口才、能力,
so that all these 40 years of earthly wisdom and knowledge and speaking ability,
经过40年在旷野的牧羊，让他慢慢的把这些放下。That
the 40 years in the wilderness that he was shepherded by the Lord, he could put all these things aside.
叫他这些在他的生命中就消失掉。So
that all these things in his life were drawn away.
不再依靠自己。And
he would no longer rely upon himself.
他能够靠着神的大能。
But he would rely upon the great power of the Lord.
来依靠神,
to rely upon the Lord.
并且在这40年牧羊的当中,他学会怎样当羊生病的时候,如何来保抱这些羊。
And so in the 40 years in the wilderness where he was shepherding sheep, when the sheep became sick, he learned how to care for them.
当野兽来攻击的时候,怎样来保护他的羊。
And when the wild animals came to attack the flock, he learned how to protect them.
当这些羊, 变得非常固执,不愿意羊群往前的时候, 他必须有耐心地把它,
And when the sheep became stubborn and refused to move forward, he learned how to be patient with them, to lead them back home.
这在跟他40年前相比较是完全不同的。
And these 40 years in the wilderness cannot be compared with his previous 40 years in Pharaoh's palace.
他在那个时候是埃及的王子。
That time he was a prince of Egypt.
他是一个大将军。
He was a great general.
他完全都是发号施令。He's a commander.
He's a commander in the military.
当他对他的这些所带领的百姓也好, 军队也好,他只要一发命令,大家都要听从他。
Whether it was the people or the military, as long as he sent a command, they would all rush to obey him.
但是今天神说, 我的牧人不是, 像这个样子。
But now the Lord was telling him, my shepherd is not like this.
我的牧人是你要做我这些羊群的仆人。
My shepherd, you'd have to be a servant of my sheep, the flock.
而你虽然做羊群的仆人，但是你是听我的命令。
And though you are a servant of my sheep, you have to hear and obey my command.
不是你自己做主。
It's not that you are the Lord.
而你要放下你的身段来眷顾每一只属我的羊。
You have to put aside yourself to watch over each and every one of my sheep.
所以摩西经过这四十年，就像大卫在旷野牧羊一样，他们同样在主面前学到这一个宝贵的功课。
So Moses in the wilderness was like David. They had to learn these precious lessons.
所以当他们被主兴起来使用，神可以把这些羊群交在他们的手中。
So when the Lord finally raised them up for his purpose, they were able to lead the sheep.
他们按着神的心意带领以色列的百姓出埃及。
And he was able to, according to God's will, lead the people of Israel out of Egypt.
并且在这个迦南地大卫的时代建立起这个强大的以色列国。
And in David's time, he was able to raise up Israel in the land of Canaan to be a great country.
所以我们从旧约的历史我们就看到神是他羊群的牧人。
So in the Old Testament, we see that God himself is the shepherd of his sheep.
而他必须要借着这些他所兴起来的牧人来带领他的百姓。
And he has to raise up other shepherds to lead his sheep.
而当这个牧人在神面前，他的角色，他们的角色非常的重要。
And before the Lord, these other shepherds, their footsteps are very important.
我们如果去读这些列王时代的历史的时候，或者甚至早一点在士师时代的历史的时候，都是可以找到同一个原则。
And so if we read the Chronicles of the Kings or even the Judges, we see this is point.
当王敬畏神，按着神的心意被神牧养，然后他来牧养这些百姓的时候，国家就蒙福，百姓就蒙祝福，国家就能够受到神的保护。
So when the kings were obedient to God's will and they led the nation according to his will, then the people will be blessed, and the nation will be blessed, and they would be prosperous.
并且在地上成为神在地上的见证。
And moreover, they would become God's testimony on earth.
但是当这些王、这些牧人、这些领袖们走偏了路，背逆了神，整个百姓也跟着他们就离开神的旨意和道路。
But if these leaders left the Lord or rebelled against him, then the people were also led astray.
在这个光景底下，神的管教就临到，国家就衰微，仇敌就不断的来攻击，叫他们真是能够赶快悔改，重新归向神。
And in those times, the discipline of the Lord came upon the nation, and they were disciplined, and the enemies that would attack them and to try to bring them back to obedience before the Lord.
就是在这样的情形当中不断的发生。
And so these circumstances continually happened.
但是历史书给我们也有记载到，即使在这样情况底下，神仍然保守了少数的一般人。
But the history tells us that even under these circumstances, the Lord preserved for himself a few people.
我们如果去思想在列王记，特别在亚哈王先知以利亚的时代。
If we look in the kings, in the time of King Ahab and the prophet Elijah,
那里神 自己保守了七千人，没有向巴利屈膝的。
The Lord Himself preserved for Himself 7,000 people who did not have not bowed to Baal.
为什么这帮人他们在整个国家都落在拜偶像的情况当中，他们居然能够蒙主的保守，不向巴利屈膝？
How were these people, when the whole nation seemed to have fallen into idol worship, preserve themselves and not bow to Baal?
因为他们就像大卫一样，以耶和华为他们的牧者。
Because they, like David, recognized that the Lord was their shepherd.
当整个国家领袖、这些牧人、这些羊群都走偏、走迷了路的时候，
And when the whole nation, the shepherds and the flock, seemed to have gone astray,
仍然有一般极为少数的人，他们以耶和华为他们的牧者。
There were still this group of people that knew that their shepherd was the Lord.
换句话说，他们一生爱神，认定主，以他为他们生活侍奉的目的。
In other words, these people gave their whole lives to the Lord and knew that their service to the Lord was the whole reason for their lives.
所以整个大环境已经整个偏离了神的旨意背离了神的时候，他们仍然在这个时候蒙主的保守。
So when all the rest of the people, all the rest of the world had gone astray and rebelled against the Lord, they remained in service to the Lord.
所以这个就是在整个旧约时代让我们看到以色列国神在他的百姓当中所做的工作。
So these we can see that the Lord's work in his people in these Old Testament times.
那我们现在来看到了新约怎么样呢？
And so now let us turn to the New Testament and what is that situation?
感谢神，主说他是好牧人，好牧人为羊舍命。
Thank the Lord that he said that he is a good shepherd and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep.
首先主耶稣他来成为我们的牧人，第一个重要的点乃是他与我们不再是外面的关系，而是里面生命的关系。
The first point of the shepherd in the New Testament is that our relationship with our shepherd is no longer an external relationship, but his life is within us.
并且我们如果继续往约翰福音后面去读，我们就看到还有其他像希伯来书，像在彼得前书那里都告诉我们，主是我们的大牧人，他也是牧长，他来亲自牧养我们，不再交给牧人。
And so if we continue reading in John and in other later books such as Hebrews and 1 Peter, not only is our Lord the great shepherd, he's the chief shepherd, and he himself will shepherd us and not leave it in the hands of others.
弟兄姊妹，想一想，这是主何等的宝贵我们。
This is just, we can see how precious we are to the Lord.
因为我们每一个神的儿女都是主亲自用他的宝血把我们买赎回来。
Because each and every one of God's children, he shed his precious blood to redeem us.
主不允许把他的羊交托给人。
He has not committed his sheep into the hands of other people.
他乃是把羊自己来牧养。
He himself will shepherd his sheep.
他认识他的羊，羊也听他的声音，也认识主。
He recognizes each and every one of his sheep, and his sheep all know him and his voice as well.
这是我们每一个人重生得救的时候，我们属灵的经历，我们知道我们所信的是谁。
And this is experience of all of us who have believed. We know in whom we have believed.
但是我们现在要更知道，主他亲自牧养我们。
But we need to know, understand as well that our Lord is shepherding us.
那圣经在新约圣经给我们看见牧羊或者牧人的职分到底有哪一些？
So in the New Testament, what are the responsibilities or the aspects of being a shepherd?
我们稍微来看一下。
So let's look at some of these points.
首先乃是讲到喂羊。
First is
feeding
his sheep.
喂羊，我讲主呢，他借着圣灵在我们啊的里面，常常把他的话启示在我们的心中。
I believe that the Lord would reveal His word in our hearts often.
让我们从他的话语，我们得着属灵生命的供应。
That through His word, we would be able to receive the work of the Holy Spirit.
我们也来到聚会的当中，听弟兄们分享主的话。
We can gather together and hear the brothers share about God's word.
我们也参加许多的特会，特别主把许多宝贵的话赐给这些啊。蒙神所使用的这些啊，神的工人们把主的心意更多的释放在我们中间，帮助我们对主的道路、对主自己有更深的认识。
And we have all these special meetings where those who have been chosen by the Lord to reveal more of His will and His purpose to for us to understand more about the Lord.
而这些话。基本上都是从主而来，主把话赐给这些弟兄们，弟兄们借着他们的领受，再把这些话传递给我们。
And so all of these words actually come from the Lord. The brethren receive the words from the Lord, and what they have received, they again share it with all of us.
所以主他是这个话语生命的供应的源头。
So he is the source of these words. And
主说我的话就是灵，就是生命。
He said, my word is spirit and life.
主借着他的话来喂养我们属灵的生命。
So through his word, he is feeding us in our spiritual life.
那主牧人呢，第二方面乃是借着引导来引导他的百姓走在他的啊正路上。
The next aspect of shepherding is leading, and he's leading us on his righteous path.
主一面借着话来帮助我们。
On one hand, he uses his word to help us.
什么是主的心意？
What is God's will?
什么是主的道路？
What is his path?
但是我们每一个世代的圣徒，我们所处的环境都不一样。
But each generation of Christians, our experience, our situation is different.
主的真理啊，永不改变。
The Lord's truth is never changing.
而这些真理，当每一个世代环境改变的时候，我们发觉很奇妙的，主在圣灵里面要叫我们进入一切的真理。
And even though the Lord's truth is unchanging, as our individual situations and experiences are different, we find that He is leading us to experience a different aspect of His truth.
他可以借着他的话，在圣灵里面开启，让我们知道面对每一个世代的时候，我们怎样来走这一条跟随主的道路。
That in any situation, any era,we can follow him in his word.
这个是指着对着啊整个大环境来说。
This is speaking of the greater situation.
对整个教会啊对这个神的百姓。
That applies to the overall church and all of God's people.
而在我们每一个人个人的生活更是如此。
And even more so in our individual lives.
圣灵在我们的里面，他借着恩膏的教训，也可能也更多的来帮助我们。 我们比如说啊，我要去念哪一个大学呢？
And through the Holy Spirit and His leading and His anointing, He can help lead us in our everyday lives. For example, which college should I go to?
我要去找哪一份工作？我将来买房子在哪里？我们啊，我到了一个新的地方，我要去哪里聚会？等等，将来寻找配偶，将来啊，我的工作当如何选择？我们面对任何人生的大小事情，我们都可以带到主的面前。主他是我们的牧人，他引导我们，把他的道路，把我们当行的路都向我们显明。
So the Lord is our shepherd. He will reveal all these paths to us. For example, where should I work? If I was seeking a spouse, where should I live? If I move to a new place, where can I gather? All these things, He will, you know, reveal to us through His Holy Spirit and lead us.
我常常啊，最近呢，特别提醒我自己。
And recently, I'm constantly reminding myself.
我在这些事上有没有认真的祷告？
In all these things, have I been diligent in praying?
很多时候，我们对于这些道理听多了以后，我们总是觉得主自然就会引导我们。
Oftentimes, when we hear these messages, so often that we think that the Lord will, you know, very naturally or passively speak to us.
但是主最近啊这些日子常常很啊重要的提醒我，我有没有在主面前啊迫切的祷告寻求。
But the Lord in these times has reminded me, have I very diligently and been praying to seek His guidance?
如果我啊，认真的祷告，寻求主，在主面前存着一颗等候他、仰望他的心的时候，主啊，就乐意把他的道路清楚的显明出来。
If I'm diligent in praying and waiting upon Him and His will, then the Lord will very willingly share His will with us.
所以弟兄姊妹，我们不要轻忽这件事情。
Brothers and sisters, let us not take this matter lightly.
接下来啊，牧人还有一个重要的职分就是监督。
The next important aspect of a shepherd is overseeing.
这个监督呢，包括管教，也包括这个就是看顾。
Overseeing has, you know, two aspects, kind of discipline and protection.
Yeah. 那如果说这个羊群呢，啊，走偏了路，他要把他们引回来。
So if the flock is going astray, he has to lead them back.
如果羊群呢，啊，走错了路而执意不回来，他就必须要啊。来管教他们，把他们带回来。
And if the sheep have gone astray and refused to come back to the path, he has to go and rein them in and bring them back.
如果这个啊仇敌要来攻击的时候，他必须要在羊群之前有一个保护，有一个谨慎的警告。
And if the enemy is coming to attack the flock, the shepherd has to stand in front of them as a protection and as a warning.
这是监督的职分。
So these are the aspects of overseeing.
当然主所做的比圣经这里所记载的还要更多。
And even though what the Lord is doing is greater than what the Bible has recorded.
不仅对的教会全体。
Not just for the whole of the church.
也对着我们个人。
But also for each of us individually.
在这两者之间，我们的家庭，我们的小组聚会，我们的啊一切在主这个范围里面，主都他是我们的牧人来牧养，
来啊喂养来引导来监督我们。
So in our families, in our small fellowships, the Lord is our shepherd, and He is feeding us and leading us and overseeing us.
感谢神，我们为着这样宝贵的救恩，我们何等要感谢。
We thank the Lord for His salvation.
我们对这样的一位牧养我们的主，我们当有怎样的回应呢？
And so how should we respond to this shepherd who is shepherding us?
那就是啊，大卫在诗篇第二十三篇那里所告诉我们的。
And so this is what David is telling us in Psalm 23.
我想诗篇第二十三篇弟兄姊妹或多或少我们信主年日过来，对于大卫的经历也都可以有一点的诉说在我们每一个人的经历上。
So I believe that all the brothers and sisters, whether greatly or a little bit, we can understand some of what David is sharing here in Psalm 23.
这是一首极美的诗歌。
This is a very beautiful hymn.
也是代表着基督徒属灵经历的诗歌。
It's also a psalm of the experience of a Christian.
早晨我们就只来分享第一节跟最后一节。
So this morning we will only speak about the first verse and the last verse.
因为在这中间这其他的四节乃是根据第一节然后才会带出最后的第六节。
Because all these items in the four internal verses stem from the first verse that will bring about the conclusion of the last verse.
特别第一节的第一句话，耶和华是我的牧者。
Especially the first part of the first verse, the Lord is my shepherd.
弟兄姊妹，我们有这样一位爱我们的主，以他的生命为我们啊牧养我们的这一位主，我们的回应应当像大卫一样，耶和华或者说主耶稣就是我的好牧人。
So brothers, when we have the life of the Lord Jesus within us, when we have such a great Savior and acting as our shepherd, we ought to respond as David does here.And say, the Lord is my shepherd, or the Lord Jesus is my shepherd.
如果我们不以主为我们的牧人，
If we don't acknowledge the Lord as our shepherd,
我们要接受主好像在大卫身上所带出来的这一些属灵生命的经历，以至于叫每一位属神的儿女至终生命能够在基督里面更多的长进，那就很困难。
If we do not acknowledge the Lord as our shepherd, then all of these experiences that David has recorded and all the saints before us have experienced would to understand their experience and to experience it for ourselves would be very difficult.
所以我们首先一定要在我们这一面认并且宣告并且从身心里面顺服耶和华就是我的牧者。
And so first we need to acknowledge that the Lord is our shepherd from the depths of our heart and to fully learn to obey him as our shepherd.
让我们把我们自己的主权交给主，让他来牧养我们。
To give our own authority over to him, that let him shepherd us.
那接下来就开始有我必不致缺乏。
And then we will have I shall not want.
并且我们就看到主不仅在肉身上给我们一切丰富的供应，他在属灵上也不断地引导啊，带领我们来走这一条生命属天的道路。
And so not only will he then provide for us physically, but also spiritually, and he will guide us on these paths of righteousness.
然后到了第六节，当我们把自己交托给主，认定主是我们的牧者，他来牧养我们，我们完全的依靠他，信靠他的时候，当我们走过许多的经历，一生的年日，就在第六节说，我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我。
And so when we acknowledge the Lord as our shepherd, and we follow after him, and we experience our whole lives his leading and his guidance, and at the end we will come to verse 6, and at the end of lives we will say, surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life.
我信主大概有将近三十年左右。
So I believe in the Lord probably close to 30 years.
在信主的过程当中感谢主呢，主真是对每一位神的儿女，包括对我一样，他的牧羊的心没有改变。
Thank the Lord that in my life and in the experience of all brothers and sisters that the shepherding of the Lord has not changed.
然而在这年日当中呢，我就感觉到呢，如果我自己偏行己路的时候，
And in my experience, if I have gone astray,
我属灵的生命就停滞不前，
And my spiritual life will seem to stop and not move forward.
我可能被许多世界上的工作霸占。
I may be obstructed by the work of this world.
特别当从学校毕业三十出头岁甚至四十多岁的时候，在公司上都想要做得好，钱能够多赚一点。
Experiences such as graduating from school or when I was 30 or 40 and trying to do well at work to make a little bit more money.
很多时候呢忽略了主在我们身上的牧羊，我的心中呢总是有自己的企图心，就是 ambition.
And we may have abandoned the shepherding of the Lord because I have in my own heart this ambition.
那很多这个时候呢，我就不能够跟主有那一个很好让他在属灵上给我更多的帮助带领这个机会。
And in those times I may have given up the opportunity for the Lord to lead me and provide his fullness.
但是当我把自己放下来去更多的追求主，认识主，跟随主的道路的时候。
But when I put aside myself and went to pursue the Lord to follow him and learn more about him,
我们就看见主在各样的环境中他都有供应。
And we see that in all circumstances, the Lord has his provision.
主在各样环境当中让我学到许多宝贵属灵的功课。
And in those times, I would learn many spiritual lessons.
即使常常犯了许多的错误，但是主总是按着他自己的恩典和怜悯把我们带回来。
And though we may make many mistakes, the Lord in his mercy and grace will always bring us back.
让我快到这个接近退休年龄的时候。
And when I approach now this age of retirement,
我回头看过去所走的这一个年日。
When I look back and see the years that have gone by.
主实在是何等的美善。
See how beautiful the Lord has been.
我最近常常想说我是不是应该早一点退休。
Sometimes I think, should I retire early?
因为靠着主的恩典，就好像大卫所说的，在第六节这里， 我一生一世必有恩惠慈爱随着我，主啊，把一切的需要供应了给我们，我们还需要留恋这个世界，为这个世界啊，还在那里效力吗？
And so I consider this matter of retirement. I think that the Lord has been with us my entire life, and I can say as David here says, surely goodness and loving kindness will follow me all the days of my life. And I think, should we continue to, serve this world?
还是我更多的啊住在耶和华的殿中啊，享受他的同在，接受他的供应，并且能够啊更多的在他的教会中啊有更啊多的服事。
Or can I dwell in the house of the Lord and receive His provision, that I may serve Him and in His church even more?
这个大卫的经历真是提醒了我，也我相信也提醒了许多弟兄姊妹，我们必须以耶和华为我们的牧者。
And so David's experience here reminds me and reminds all of us that we need to have the Lord as our good shepherd.
这样的话，我们所经过的年日，我们真是能够看见主他恩慈的手如何保守带领我们。
So we can see that the gracious hand of the Lord and how He has led us and guided us.
当然，并不是说我们在工作上不应该啊尽心竭力。
Which is not to say that we should not be diligent when we are working.
但是很多时候就是当啊我们要留意到，不要让世界把我们掳去。
But we just have to be wary that we will not be captured by this world.
当我们需要停下来回到神的家中的时候，我们就要停下来。
When it's time for us to stop and return to God's household, we should stop.
我们啊周间的聚会，主日的聚会，在弟兄姊妹当中的聚会，彼此啊的聚会交通，这些都是宝贵的。但是很多时候我们因着工作的关系，因着我们的嗜好，因着我们的企图心，这些都变成了次要，那就很可惜。
And so all of our gatherings in the week, all of our fellowships are very precious. And if our own desires or ambitions hinder us, then that is truly regrettable.
反过来，如果我们把我们的工作，把我们自己所想要的交给主，我们把主的事看作所谓的，我们就要看到主怎样牧养带领我们。
But if we put our work and our ambitions aside for the Lord, we will see how precious His leading and His guidance will be.
好，那接下来呢，我想主的牧养啊的宝贵，另外一方面，主在教会中确实也设立了长老，还有许多这些牧养的恩赐来牧养这些百姓。
And so another aspect of the Lord shepherding is that He has raised up elders to help with the shepherding, to shepherd the sheep.
所以啊，当主耶稣在约翰福音第21章的时候，他特别告诉了这个啊彼得。
So in John chapter 21, he specifically said to Peter,
他说你爱我比这些更深吗？
He asked him, do you love me more than these?
你要喂养我的小羊。
And he said, tend my lambs.
接下来主又问他，你爱我比这些更深吗？你要牧养我的羊。
And then he asked him again, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And then he said, then shepherd my sheep.
所以主确实把他的羊啊中间呢，他兴起的这些长老们 啊，长老就是监督，在圣经新约里面给我们看见，然后啊，也兴起了许多这些领袖牧者来牧羊主的羊，但是主没有把主权交给他们。
And so we see that the Lord has raised up these elders to be overseers in His church, but He has not given them the authority to lead the sheep.
The ownership.
Or the ownership of the sheep.
所以呢，彼得到了啊，彼得前书那里，他就啊，把这个牧羊的原则呢，告诉这些啊教会跟他一样做长老的。
And so in 1 Peter, he speaks to these elders who have been raised up to be shepherds like him.
许多读经的人认为呢，这个啊，这里所讲的是一个大原则，并且这个原则呢，如果广泛的应用，还不单单只是啊，限制在这些长老们的身上，而是可以应用到所有的弟兄姊妹。
And so some brothers think that this responsibility is not just for these elders, but for all of the brothers and sisters.
或者也可以说呢，啊，当弟兄姊妹在属灵上面年长的，他们就可以啊接受这个负担来喂养这些年幼的弟兄姊妹。
Or when brothers and sisters have become have been following the Lord for a longer period of time, then they can turn around and therefore help guide those who are younger in the Lord.
那彼得在那里讲到，首先第一个原则呢，乃是讲到这一个啊，首先啊，乃是按着神的旨意来牧羊
First,
神的羊群。
Peter tells them to shepherd the flock of God according to the will of God.
换句话说，在牧羊这件事上是有一个啊范围，而这一个范围乃是根据神的旨意。
And so, as to say that the shepherding of the flock has this boundary or restriction that is within God's will.
然后接下来他就说呢，不是出于勉强，乃是出于甘心。
Again, and he says, not under compulsion, but voluntarily.
这个不是勉强，出于甘心，我们就看到呢，实在是出于主爱主的心。
So this, not under compulsion, but voluntarily, shows that it comes out of a heart of love for God.
有一个爱主的心呢，愿意接受主的托付的负担来为来牧养神的羊群。
So if we have this heart of love for God, then we can receive His burden for His flock and carry that burden.
第二方面呢，不是贪财，而是出于乐意。
And then the second point is not for sordid gain, but with eagerness.
这个贪财呢，啊，英文比较好，就是讲到不是为了得到我什么益处。
So this sort of gain is better translated in English, which is to say not that we are not receiving some benefit.
而是呢，因为啊，主爱的激励，愿意让神的家、神的儿女、神的百姓得到益处。
But that for love of God, that we want to see the church receive some use from us.
更是叫神叫主得益处。
Even more that the Lord will receive some benefit.
而这样有一个乐意的心。
And thus we have this eager heart.
而第三个呢，他说讲到不是辖制所托付你们的，乃是做群羊的榜样。
And the third verse is not as lording it over those allotted to your charge, but proving to be examples to the flock.
啊，这里讲到的辖制呢，换句话说，把弟兄姊妹们的信心，比如说保罗在哥林多后书啊 第一章或者第二章那里提到他不辖制弟兄姊妹们的信心。
So this lording over those allotted to your charge is, as Paul said in 1 Corinthians 1 and 2, not...
2 Corinthians, not to ruling over their faith.
Yeah, not to rule over their faith.
因为我们圣徒呢，今天活在地上，我们生活不是凭眼见，乃是凭信心。
But for all of us saints today, it is not by what we've seen, but by faith.
这个信心呢，跟我们属灵的生命呢，非常重要的关系。
And so this faith has a very important relationship with our spiritual life.
我们生活都是如果在天然人里面，我们都是凭眼见的。
In
our natural life, we all live by sight.
In our natural life, we all live by sight.
因为你比方讲，如果我的孩子，我想要送他们到这些所谓的名校去的话。
So for my children, if I want to send them to these famous schools,
我从小就要大力的栽培他们。
And from their youth, I have to greatly guide them.
那我栽培他们呢？世界上许多的方法让他们有好的运动、好的功课、好的才艺等等。
According to the earthly methods, we need to prepare them by that they would have good grades, good physical activity, good social activities.
而这些呢，常常都要去比赛，在礼拜天，偏偏基督徒聚会要在礼拜天。
And many of these activities may occur on Sundays, that these are competitions and. Such that they would coincide with our Sunday services.
那我们如果相信神的话，我们在这个时候就要有一个选择。
If we believe in the Lord, then at this point we have to make a choice.
如果我们仍然用世人的眼光活在我们看得见摸得着的事物上。那主日最好不要聚会。
And if we believed in things that we can see and touch, then you may consider that it'd be better not to attend Sunday service.
我的孩子的比赛，这些好成绩，将来就是帮他进入好学校。
That for my children, these activities, these competitions, like their good grades.This is all to help them get into a good school.
这样他将来就有好的前途。
And then they would be in a good position.
Better future.
For a better future.
但是如果我们凭着信心，我们知道孩子一切都在主的手中。
But if by faith we consider that all that our children have or need are in the Lord.
我可以不要这一些。
I can do without these activities.
因为我相信神的话。
Because I believe in God's word.
因为神说，在义人中，我没有看过他的后代是讨饭。In the righteousness, I did not see their descendants are beggars.
Okay. In righteousness, I did not see that their descendants are beggars.
这个就是需要信心。
So this is, this requires faith.
难道我们的主只是帮助我们不讨饭而已吗？
So is the Lord only going to provide for us to the point that we are not beggars?
弟兄姊妹，远远的超过这个。
But his provision is far beyond all of these.
我们实在需要。在信心里面更多的信靠主。
Now we need to, in faith, learn to trust in Him more.
这样的话，保罗 啊，彼得在这里，保罗也同样的说，这些长老不辖制弟兄姊妹。
And so here, Peter and Paul as well say, don't lord it over the faith of the brethren.
而是做群羊的榜样。
But be an example for the sheep, for the flock.
我们怎么样做榜样呢？
How can we be an example?
当然就像保罗所说的。
So it is as Paul says.
他首先效法基督。
First he will obey the Lord.
我们啊这些跟随的人就看到这些走在前面的他们怎样效法主我们也效法他们也效法主。
So we see those who went before us and see how they were obedient to the Lord, so we should also be, like them, be obedient.
所以啊要做榜样自己啊不管是长老也好牧这些牧羊的恩赐也好或者我们所有的弟兄姊妹我们都需要首先被主来牧养。
And so all of these elders or those who have been called to shepherd,Or for even all of us, we first need to be shepherded by the Lord.
所以感谢主啊，主设立这些领袖也来帮助我们。
Thank the Lord that He has given us these overseers to help us.
那我们对这些领袖啊，这些引导我们的，当有什么态度呢？
And so, what is our attitude toward our overseers or those who have been set as leader before us?
啊，时间快到了，那因为刚刚呢。停了将近七八分钟啊我就再借用几分钟的时间。
So even though the time is almost done, because we were delayed for 7 or 8 minutes, I'll use a few minutes now.
那个在希伯来书第十三章十七节那里说你们要依从那些引导你们的而且要顺服因为他们为你们的灵魂时刻啊警醒好些好像那些将来交账的人。
Hebrews chapter 13 verse 17 it says, Obey your leaders and submit to them, for they keep watch over your souls as those who will give an account.
所以弟兄姊妹啊我们在正常的光景当中我们一面接受主的牧养啊一面对主在教会中所设立的这些牧者我们顺服他们依从他们引导我们为什么因为他们为着我们的灵魂在那里警醒为着将来他们也要交账
So brothers and sisters in normal circumstances as we are being shepherded by the Lord and being shepherded by those the Lord has placed over us as leaders we ought to obey them and submit to them for they are watching over our souls and they will have to give an account
并且我们如果回去看第十三章第七节的时候那里告诉我们什么他说从前引导你们啊，传神之道给你们的人你们要想念他们效法他们的信心留心看他们为人的结局
And as it says previously in Hebrews 13 verse 7 Remember those who led you who spoke the word of God to you and considering the result of their conductimitate their faith.
这一般引导我们的牧者
These members that have led us
要想念他们
We ought to imitate them.
但是我们去想念效法他们的时候啊，圣经告诉我们效法他们什么呢
Well, as we go to imitate them, what does the Bible tell us to imitate?
很多时候我们人容易凭眼见常常去效法人啊做事的态度甚至那一个弟兄讲话的态度等等。
When we see people with our physical senses and we try to imitate them, we may try to imitate the work they do or their attitude towards their service or their attitude in their speaking.
但是圣经在这里跟我们提到一个很重要的效法他们的信心。
The Bible here tells us a very important point is to imitate their faith.
换句话说我们如果反过来我们要让别人来效法的时候主在这里特特的提醒就是我们在主面前的信心。
If we flip it around and say what others should imitate of us is our faith.
因为这个信心呢，乃是表明到我们是不是活在主这一个生命圣灵的律底下。
Because this faith will tell us whether or not we're living under the guidance of this, of the life of the Holy Spirit within us.
因为保罗在加拉太书第二章第二十节，他就这样讲。
So Paul says in Galatians chapter 2 verse 20.
Yeah, 他说啊，我已经与基督同钉十字架，如今活着不再是我，乃是基督在我里面活着。
I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me.
然后他接下来说，并且我如今在肉身活着。所以换句话说，他主耶稣钉十字架的时候，已经与主同钉十字架。这是我们啊主的救恩在每一个圣徒上的光景，并且呢，主的生命住在我们的里面。
And so.Paul here tells that his old life has been nailed to the cross with the Lord Jesus, and now it is the Lord Jesus' new life that is living within us, and this is all of our experience as well.
所以他说，并且如今我在肉身活着，我们今天仍然活在这个肉身当中，啊，是因信神的儿子而活，他是爱我，为我舍己。
And Paul says, in the life which I now live in the flesh, and we are all living in the flesh today, I live by faith in the Son of God who loved me and gave himself up for me.
我们今天属神的人，圣灵住在我们的里面，主在里面喂养我们，我们在凡事上就是借着信心来信靠他，让他借着他的话，借着圣灵的引导，借着他的监督，我们紧紧的依靠他，这个都需要在信心里面不断的与他一起往前去。
So all of us today who have his life within us, and as we live our lives, we need to live by faith.
这是我们需要学习的信心，这也是值得让众弟兄姊妹一起来学习的信心。这个信心就是信靠主，与他联合，完全的啊，把自己交托给他。
So this is the lesson that all of us must learn to live by faith and to commit all of ourselves into His hands.
这里讲到将来啊，并且要留心他们为人的结局。
Hebrews 13, verse 7. Considering the result of their conduct, imitate the people.
我想这里主要乃是强调说，当这一般人他们活在信心当中的时候，他们为人的结局，你就看到主怎样对他们是何等的信实，保守带领他们。
So we see for all of those who have gone before us, we consider the result of their conduct. We see that how the Lord has led them and guided them.
所以我们啊实在啊何等需要被提醒，在这些事上，我们看到啊在教会中所主所兴起来的这些牧人，我想在我们信主一生的年日，有许多年长的在我们面前有那美好信心的啊见证呢，真是激励我们也能够走在这一条信心的道路上。
So among us, there are many elderly other brethren that we can see the result of their conduct and see the how the Lord has led and guided them, and we ought to imitate their faith.
好，那最后呢，就讲到啊，启示录第二章第三章那里。
And finally, we come to.Speak of Revelation chapter 2 and 3.
在正常的情形下，主是我们的牧人，教会的领袖，这些牧者们啊，接受主的牧养，与主同心，全体的神的儿女与主一起往前，这是最理想 最美丽的光景。
And so in a normal situation, when the Lord is our shepherd and our overseer, and all of these elders are and overseers in the church are following him, and all of the church will follow them, follow the Lord. This is the normal and most wonderful circumstance of the church.
但是我们看到呢，在启示录第二章、第三章那里，教会有许多的偏离。离开了主的心意和道路，在地上失去了见证。
So in Revelations 2 and 3, we see that many times the church has gone astray from the Lord and has lost their testimony.
就好像呢，这一条路，这些领袖们，这些教会的神的儿女，就跟着偏离了主的心意。
As if these overseers in the church and the church itself has gone astray from God's path.
但是弟兄姊妹，我们如果真是能够忠心的继续认定主，让主来喂养我们，我们就能够与主往前去，而不走那一个偏差、偏离主心意的道路。
But if we are dedicated and diligent in following the Lord, we continue to walk straight and not turn aside to these stray paths.
这就是启示录二三章里面给我们看见主对这一班得胜者的呼召。
So this is the example that we see in Revelations 2 and 3, the Lord's calling to these overcomers.
所以我们一面在教会中接受牧养带领，我们一起在教会中被建立。
And so if we together receive the shepherding and guidance from the Lord, then we would all be built up together.
但是我们个人接受主的牧养更不可缺少。
But we cannot ignore the individual shepherding by the Lord.
特别主对我每一个人的牧养是一天二十四小时，一个礼拜七天，从来不间断。
Especially when the Lord's shepherding of us individually is 24/7 and never ending.
所以但愿我们对这一个有一个认识的时候，我们更宝贵我们的救恩，也能够快跑的跟随主，也能够在教会中一同与弟兄姊妹在属灵上。
And when we learn this lesson, we learn the treasure of salvation more, and that we would be able to run together with the rest of the saints.
好，我们就停在这里啊，我们请再有一点祷告。
So this will conclude our sharing. Let us again bow our heads for a word of prayer.
主耶稣，我们感谢你，你是我们的好牧人，好牧人喂养舍命。
We thank you that you are our good shepherd and the good shepherd lays down his life for his sheep.
主你也是群羊的大牧人，你牧养你自己的儿女。
And Lord, you are also the great shepherd and you shepherd your sheep.
你也在教会中兴起牧者，兴起这些领袖们来带领我们。
And you have raised up shepherds and overseers among us to guide us.
主要乃是为着神的家，神的见证能够在地上被建立，被荣耀，被彰显。
And may your household and your testimony be built up and revealed here.
但愿主的爱激励我们，也能够让我们一同在教会中蒙保守。我们认定我们的主，我们在这一个基督的身体里面一同让主借着这些领袖们。来牧养我们，带领我们走这条跟随主的道路。
And may your love encourage us to follow after you and with the guidance of these overseers that you know brought up to lead us and guide us.
也帮助我们常常活在你恩膏教训的里面，让我们住在主里头。
And may you help us to live under your anointing. And to dwell in you.
让我们有一颗心像大卫一样，愿我们一生一世都能够住在耶和华的殿中，直到永远。
May we have a heart like David, that our entire lives would dwell in the house of the Lord.
也让我们啊，不断地从主那里得到基督里面生命的肥甘。
May we taste of the fullness of the Lord Jesus.
好叫主啊，你的恩典和荣耀得到更多的称颂。
And may your name receive more glory, honor, and praise.
我们把弟兄姊妹更多的交托在恩主的手中，愿主继续保守带领我们。
We can commit all the brothers and sisters into your gracious hands that you would continue to lead us and guide us.
特别在这样黑暗啊弯曲的世代，主啊，你更是保守我们不失脚。
Especially in this dark and crooked time, may we not stumble.
能够啊，在主的家中，我们一同蒙建立。
That in the Lord's house we would all be built up.
把一切感谢敬拜归给你。
Give all the praise and worship to you.
祷告奉主耶稣基督的名。
We pray in the Lord Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.